Because we bring up last time the eating of the fridge, so I want to stick up to Masada, Baruch Bet, Fria, if someone doesn't have it clear, don't be Mechal Shabbos because of me. I'm asking to Masbir, Bochum asked if the Masbir clear the ganze Zach. But noch einmal, every Sofek, Sheva Alta, so ich will nicht haben Mechal Shabbos auf meine Plätzes. Rebschim Zalman Auerbach, wo es Mechadish, a Zach, that most people are masking with his first Chiddush. The first Chiddush is, if someone has, l'moshel, a Shabbos clock in his house, I'm speaking the violin, the normal Shabbos clocks, I know it's the old kind, but the normal Shabbos clocks are like as a watch, you know, you have little buttons, you press in, it's on, if it's pressed out, it's off, v'yashenu lehefech, aber, I'm always given old ones with screws, Dalton is given Efshar Amol Andam Balagat. But on the normal Shabbos clock, what most houses and most people have, Shabbos clock. And my Shabbos clock is on, another hour the incondition is going off. Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I could go outside and press more buttons in that my Shabbos clock will go off another 3 hours. Moshe, I have my heater on in the room. I have as a little heater on wheels, and I know another half an hour is going off. Chapsach, it's very cold. So I go to the Shabbos clock, and I press the buttons, and I say, my Shabbos clock will work for another 5 hours. Zayt Rav Shemizam, there's no problem. You're allowed to do it. Or if I count, my Shabbos clock is off. It became so hot outside, I don't want the heater. So I go and I carry on pressing buttons that it will not go on. Zogt Reb Shlomo Zalman, I'm allowed to. Again, if a person will make punk fakel, he'll be Mechal Shabbos. Dehainu. To mach et klo. First aloche. Now the motion is 11:30. My Shabbos clock is on. It will go off 12 o'clock by night. I want the air condition to go till 2 o'clock by night. So I go to outside the Shabbos clock, and I carry on pressing little buttons for another 2 hours. My air condition will carry on working for another 2 hours. And shumbaya. Or if I can't, now it's off. And I don't want it to go on. So I go out, I press the buttons, it will not go on. Or the little seal. Now it's 11:30. My Shabbos clock is on. It's planning to go off at 12 o'clock. I want it to go off a quarter to 12. So I'll press some buttons to make it to go off a quarter to 12. I'm Mechal on Shabbos. I'm shutting a light in another half an hour, another 15 minutes. On the fakel. It's planning to go on at 12 o'clock. I want it to go on a quarter to 12. Mechal on Shabbos. So the Yisoid Alamol is to leave the steady massive like it is, I'm allowed to. Massive Nimshach, Shlomo Zalman calls it. I'm allowed to leave the massive in a massive Nimshach. There is no problem. Massive Nimshach. Most people will mekabel this psak. The people that are not mekabel this psak hold, this is Melocha Derayis. There's a Mishnah, if someone has a candle lighting and he pours more oil inside. Meisif shemel lanel chayet mitzad mavir. So they hold, my Shabbos clock has only a half an hour of electricity inside. Another half an hour, my air conditioner is going off. You press a couple more buttons, you're getting another half an hour of air conditioner. You added oil to the fire. You added trees to the fire. You chayet, I think I've been yom in Zilber and oizmit beruzok. This is the Raisa, I think of Bitzil Abba Shaul in the new sefer that came out. It says, Yechayev, Moisif Shemen Lona. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that it's Mutter, Rabbi Yom Ben Zilber Zog, the Raisa. It's not the Raisa. I myself am a marshal, but I need to do it, so I tell someone else to do it, but I tell him to do it b'shinui. Kilachayat. So chotsh, nish to be able to do the shita. Rav Nissim Karelitz holds, he's masking that it's not a melacha d'oraisa, but he holds it's a melacha d'rabbanan. Tikkun maleh. As a Mishnah Berurah, if someone his watch stopped to work, you're not allowed to wind your watch on Shabbos. Because fixing the watch is tikkun maleh. So here you're fixing the watch that it will go off instead of 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Remember, you're metakin maleh. A watch, when it's not working, is broken. A Shabbos clock, it's working. I want it to go off instead of 12, too. No, because you're fixing it to work later. The watch is working. The electricity we said is andozach. The electricity is working. You're not fixing the electricity. The problem is as mechada the watch. I give another example of Shlomo Zalman said that it's poshut. Some achmirim, some were machmir in it. Some people have a little car as a kid. You're allowed to wind the car of the kid that will run around? If it makes lights and noises, let me shut up. I want to know the lights already burned. Just you want it to run around. So some people say, the Mufushim Shnubur, you're not allowed to wind the watch in Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman, what is the Shaykh? A watch that is not working is broken. As a machine, you will wind it, it will never stop to run around. You take it out of the window and throw it out. Machum Meshuggah. You want it to run for 2 minutes, for 2 minutes, for 3 minutes. So what is the law in the second Shlomo Zalman? This toy, how do you play with a toy? You wind it, and it runs. And you wind it, and you wind. It's not made to be running the whole time. The toy is made to wind and to stop. To wind and to stop. This is the way the toy is made. A Shabbos clock is made. I want it for 2 hours, I press 2. I want it for 3, I press 3. It's not because the Shabbos clock is broken. Oh, now I'm setting the time of the Shabbos clock. This is the way Shabbos clock works. Every time when I want, I can set it. I'm very glad to smell it. Many of Shlomo Zalman holds, you're allowed to. When Shlomo Zalman said another chidush, this is ready, everyone has to ask his mother or wife to be say mechan. When the Shabbos clock is off, it's going to go on at 12 o'clock. And it will be on now for 2 hours. Now, I gladly want it on at 12 o'clock. But then 1 o'clock, I want it off. So I'm allowed to turn off now already 1 o'clock also. Even at Be'etzim, what I'm doing is, I'm almost turning off fire. I know that at 12 o'clock it goes on, and I'm pressing a button that will shut a light, so it's out, but now it's off. When I'm causing it later to be off, it doesn't make a difference. So chidush also, belongs, I never understand it. But I say that Shlomo Zalman. But we have to know these things clear before B'ruch Hashem, the first of the Maz was very clear, all the technical belong to Shishayim. But we have to know this is 2 years of Shlomo Zalman before we go into the fridge. So now, the first insight is, when a Shabbos clock is on, you're allowed to be mamshich. When it's off, you're allowed to mamshich. Push it. To make it to go on earlier, or off earlier, avadasi also. Shlomo Zalman said, mishum dekechidush, when I say gipaskin, in the Sefer HaChoshosh, when the Shabbos kiel choso, that if it's on, if it's off now, and I want to carry it on to be off, so for sure I'm allowed to press more buttons. No, but I want it 12 o'clock to go on. Just I want it after half an hour to go off again. So normally when it's on, I'm not allowed to shut it to go off earlier. This is mamash mechabit. But if it's on, if it's off, and I know as soon as it's going on, before it goes on, I'm allowed to shut the later time. The longer it doesn't make sense. I'm mamash mechabit. Masking? You understand what Shlomo Zalman? I'm allowed to press the button and in 2 hours we'll start to do a melacha. No, I'm pressing now. Zach, then another half an hour we'll shut the fire. The first chiddush of Shlomo Zalman was I want to explain it a bit, and this is Bilal Giyan. So now we'll explain it like this. Why are you allowed to press the Shabbos clock, that if it's planning to go off at 12 o'clock, to make it not to go off? The Maaseh is making the machine to work in Shabbos. So Shlomo Zalman, he will ask the Kasha. Someone has a candle in a room. It's a big wind outside. He sees the storm, he sees already the lightning coming in 5 minutes already, as that storm will come, will shut the fire. So he closes the window. You'll have to close the window. He made a fire to light. Zotter, and electricity, the company has packs of electricity. They're masking the whole time to send you electricity. Your Shabbos clock is in planning at 12 o'clock to shut it. You're telling him, please don't shut it. You're moving him away. Don't shut it. What if I could? Someone wants to light a fire in your house. You're pushing him. So he doesn't light it. When you move away, he lights it. So you're pushing him more and more. You don't want him to light it. So now it's off. The Shabbos clock doesn't let the electric to come in. So and soon the Shabbos clock will let him. You tell him, don't let. Does it make sense? I don't fuck out. The electric company is sending electricity. She has packs, the company. Now the Shabbos clock, another half an hour, is starting to say goodbye. So we take away the little chip chick that stops it. What happens? The little piece bumps and stops the connection of the circuit. You have a metal line, a plastic goes in, and stops the circuit. I'm moving him away. He doesn't stop it. I'm not making you fire. This is the level of Shlomo Zalman. But the same as our chidush, that when the Shabbos clock is off, and soon the electric will come in, but because it's off now, I'm allowed to cause it to go off later? I could have kept it off. And Shabbos it doesn't go, I could have. The mic is soon to be on, and I'm doing a melacha.
Right now, he's not doing any
melacha. But he's causing a melacha for later. Right. 1 second. If I have a Shabbos clock and it's off, I'm allowed to make it to go on in a half an hour? I'm not doing that. I'm doing a melacha for another half an hour. So also, yeah, I'm doing a melacha for another half an hour. I'm causing myself a melacha for another half an hour. I'm not sure I understand. Maybe later we'll come to it. And a part of the heter of the fridge is the gebet of Devil of Shlomo Zalman. No, it doesn't make sense. I'm allowed to press a button now that an hour I have a gun. I press a button and an hour a missile flies. I'm allowed to? I'm on a tayach. I'm asking a shy. There's no people in this room. I know 5 hours will be people here. I come and pick a bomb. And 5 hours it'll blow up. I'm a tayach. I'm pressing the button. I know in a half an hour will be electricity here. And I'm putting a little piece of plastic to come down and to shut the fire. What does it matter me to do? Because now it's off.
Rabbi, let's say a place that you know there's going to be a fire. And you pour water on it beforehand.
The Maestri Shulchan Aruch said it also, the Gram Kibri. But then you're not doing the Maestri B'Yadayim. Here the Maestri, you're doing the Maestri B'Yadayim. Like we said, when the Shabbos back is out, no one will let you to put a button to say it's Gram Kibri. You know, Shulchan Aruch Zalman, the Shtikl Mistayev, if you're kind of swords. Okay, but I think Shulchan Aruch Zalman, the first part was Miskabel and Rav Klal Yisrael.
Didn't make it right.
I'm not sure. Even Mishim Kahalit says that it's only Mitzvah Natak and Mana. But again, I'm telling you, the first part is Pashut, the second part is a bigger Chiddush. Maybe even more from Grommel. It's a long again, but this is Allah is Negea Kimata Allah Zachar. The mindset, and the first part in the Samech, and the second part, with that Misyash of Vadovo. Now, the Shaila is to open fridges in Shabbos. So I have a stickle to be Mazbir, the Tzura Sadvori. The way a fridge works, is called a gas that turns around very quick, spreads very quick, and when that gas spreads quick, it makes the temperature to fall down, and the metal becomes cold. The pieces of metal become cold, and everything becomes cold. Then, slowly, slowly, it gets warmed up again, and again the machine spreads around the gas, and again it gets cold. And every time it gets a bit warm, again the machine works. Now, often this machine could carry on the whole time, making it colder and colder, until it will freeze. So then put in the fridges a little piece, the thermostat. Now, this thermostat, the idea of the thermostat is, let's think of part of the idea is, like a piece, that has a little bit of gas inside. When it's warm, the gas melts, so it fills up the whole little bottle. When it's cold, it freezes, it goes down. When this gas is hot, and it fills that little bottle, the circuit passes through this gas, and the fridge works. If the fridge gets cold, the gas shrinks down, becomes very almost frozen, but it goes down, every cold thing becomes smaller. So again, the circuit of the electric doesn't have a circuit. That gas finishes the circuit. So every time when it's warm, the gas spreads. It's important to remember this. So the way the thermostat works is, when he feels cold, he doesn't pass electric to him. When he gets warm, he passes electric to him. And then the fridge starts to work. This is the way the thermostat works. Now, the shaila is, you're allowed to open the fridge in Shabbos or not. So first we'll start to open the fridge when the fridge is running. You're allowed to open them or not? Now the fridge is running, why not to open it? The ma'aseh, when you open this fridge, you're causing hot air to come inside of the fridge. So if hot air comes into the fridge, this thermostat will get warmer now, and the fridge will work and work and work, will not stop to work. So you're ba'aseh causing the massive of the fridge to carry on. So the etzem, you're not letting the thermostat to stop the circuit. So it's mamish like carrying on the Shabbos clock working. There's no problem to open the fridge when the fridge is running. But we'll get to the rooms. We'll get to the room. Why some people don't like this psak? Because you know, if the fridge runs more, it goes off at a different time than it was planning to go off. You're right. In a Shabbos clock, I will explain. In a Shabbos clock, it's working for 5 hours. So I'm adding 2 more hours. Then it goes off. Said it. In a fridge, I'm adding, if the fridge normally will run for 20 minutes. I opened the door, it became warm, it will run for half an hour. Said it. So it went off after half an hour. Said it, mamash like a Shabbos clock. Yeah? I didn't do nothing yet. I just didn't stop it to work in 20 minutes. I caused it to work a half an hour. When the fridge stops in a half an hour, when he starts to work again, 10 minutes after it. So our mamash, I want to be very clear. My fridge is running now. Now it's 12 o'clock, 5 to 12. If I'm opening the door of the fridge now, it will carry on working for another half an hour. If I would not open it, it will go off 12:15. Because I opened my fridge, it will work till 12:30. So, the first thing we said, carrying on a matter of electric, there's no problem. Say that. But if I made my fridge to work till 12:30, when it will go off again? It went off 12:30. When it will go on? 12:45. Before, it was planning to go on 12:30. It was planned to go off 12:15. And it will go on 12:15. And 12:30. And we'll go off 20:1. And we'll go on 5:1. So now the whole day is going off and on because of me. So it's not a normal Shabbos clock. What happened? The Shabbos clock had to go off 12 o'clock. And it's set again to go on 1 o'clock. And it's set again in the afternoon to go off. I just said, this time don't go off. I didn't cause the whole day is on and off in different times. In the fridge, when I made the fridge to go more time, the whole system of on and off the whole day changes. So the essence, I'm causing the fridge to go on and off the whole Shabbos in different hours. So you can't say it's mamish like a Shabbos clock. What? Well, I'm closing the door, yeah.
When you close the door, you make the mamish go up 10
minutes. This is all of these cheshbonos, yeah.
What if I turn the bell backwards on the Shabbos clock?
What?
I turn the bell back on the Shabbos
clock. You're not allowed to.
I'm not doing anything. Avada also,
because I'm causing melachas for later. I'm not allowed to put to make a bus. I don't just to send a missile. I'm not allowed to. I'm melachas for another half an hour. It's a melacha. Doesn't make it. I don't have to do it when I die. So every time it looks so partial, everyone says, "Yeah, I'm just making it to carry on working." But the off and the on, the off and the on. The whole of the problem. Even so, Zagreb Shlomo Zalman, it's not a problem. For the same reasons that we said before. If now it's on, I'm allowed to cause it to be on all different times during the day. But this is really a very big chiddush. So with the Masbir, Muaz Bey, why Reb Shlomo Zalman was mapped. But again, when everyone knows to say the whole time, when it's on, I'm just mamshich, it's the easy part. But the mindset has an omeg that I'm causing different melachas over Shabbos.
The fact that it's been stopping, but
we'll go to the second part.
But
different hours. Different melachas. 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Different melachas. Yeah? Why not?
What? Not being mapped,
just those
different.
As I said, don't help. I can't change. If Shabbat is going to go at 12 o'clock, I can't change a quarter to 12. I'm a Mazda. So I'm a Mazda group. I'll ask you a Shiloh. My Shabbat clock is planning to go on 12 o'clock by night and go off 12:30. My Shabbat clock is planning to go on 12 o'clock by night and go off 12:30. What if I decide, it's not a good timing. You know, 1 o'clock to 1:30. I'm allowed to change it? Now it's off completely. It's planned to go on 12 to 12:30. So you know, Hashem, it's the same Easter anyway. What is the difference for you? Half an hour anyway it's on. I will just change the time. I'm a Chal Shabbos Gavu, right? I'm a Chal Shabbos Gavu! 1 second. If I have a Shabbos clock that is planning to put my light on 12 o'clock, and someone to know 12:30, I just have Chabal. 12 o'clock is not a good time. I'm pressing the buttons, 1 to 1:30 instead of 12 to 12:30. So my Mishnah Malacha. My fridge is planned to work 1 to 1:15, 2 to 2:15, 3 to 2:15, and now because I opened the fridge, the whole thing moved. 2:30 to 3:15, 3:30 to 3:45, 4:30.
When
I
work, I have
a fridge. Doesn't make a difference. The same, it's different hours.
Why does it ship at this time?
Because I'm doing melachah, it was not planned to be at that time, the melachah.
The
same, doesn't make sense. The mice, yeah, but I'm changing the time. I push the door, instead of 1 o'clock, my Shabbos time will go on 2 o'clock. Doesn't make sense, but this is what I'm doing. But I'm changing my melachah.
My Shabbos
time,
if I push the clock off the
field,
that's going to go up to 2 minutes.
But it's the same
melachah. The last half hour, that's going to
So what is the heta? But it has times. The nice, the material is that it changes. But I'm changing the time of the field. So they don't have buttons of 20 minutes. So I have buttons of fees.
Yeah, in the middle of the night, I want to set 20
minutes.
Same
20
minutes.
Now
again,
about Reb Shlomo Zalman said, no, it's muta. So one reason Reb Shlomo Zalman is mati, because the Yosef Reb Shlomo Zalman holds, that, like we said before, when something is running and I cause it to run more different hours, it doesn't make a difference. Because I really could have left the door open the whole time. But I could have left the door open the whole time. The Ethan, I could have left the door open the whole time. I decided to close it. So when it's going on different times because of me, it's like the Shabbos class, when we say when it's off, I'm allowed to make off, I'm allowed to change times to leave it this massive. So you're tiny, I'm causing it to go on a couple of times, so mach mishtetz. Aber the Iker Heter, Rav Shlomo Zalman sagt, the Iker Heter, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say, Lemaise, I'm Eino Miskabe. Lemaise, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Sido Nocha Heter. I'm Eino Miskabe. Why? I'm Eitzel, when I'm opening the fridge, and the Chlom not interested that hot air will come inside to make the fridge to run. Mitzidi let the cold air to stay inside. And the fridge will not run longer. It costs me money. I'm ain't a miscavin. Ain't a miscavin. I'm ain't a miscavin. I'm cold. You ask me how it works. The fridge gets warm, it needs more cold, costs me more money. If the cold air, we have a new fridge that keeps the cold air inside. No, patent does that. You open the door, the cold air doesn't go up. So when you open the door, nothing will happen. So you have to say, cold air stay inside and don't cost me money. Don't go on again. So the answer is lo nichali. For sure, after the cold air goes out, I'm for sure happy that the fridge goes on. But I'm not happy because of Shabbos is Golish. We're speaking during the week. The system is after the cold air goes out, I'm not, now I want the fridge to work. But I had some, when I opened the fridge, I didn't want it to cause the fridge to go on. Because I would be much happier if the cold air will stay inside, and I would not have to light it up again. So that is Eino Miskabe, that's a psikresha. Psikresha de Lein Michele. Aber Bishop Zaman says himself, it's Nishkin Posh, that does heis psikresha de Lein Michele. The Maiz is a taste of a Rosh Mefurish, and Ksubis Davov, that says heis psikresha de Michele. You know, it says if someone has a chavis full of wine, and it has a little hole, and he puts a shmata inside. Now, when he puts the shmata inside, the shmata gets wet a bit from wine, and when he presses the shmata in the hole, it squeezes out from the shmata wine, so it's sechet. So the Gemara says, if he puts a kli under the shmata, it's considered michale, because he wants to catch the wine. For sure, he prefers that the wine will not go out of the shmata, and the wine will stay inside the chalitz. But if the wine is already going out, he wants to catch it. And don't say it's nichale. So Shlomo Zalman alone says back and forth, say, hey, nichale, say, hey, ishke nichale. Shlomo Zalman is mesupik. But Bitzur, like what we said before, that it's only a grome, it's not doing a maise b'yadai. And the maise that he's doing now, it's a matzah that it's mamshich. He's only causing the grome later the system to work. And it's a psikresha de lo michele. And electricity, nicht as a poshet, was is da aveira, sagt Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman sagt das. He knows, some people say, electricity causes sparks. But this is for sure lo michele. When he opens the fridge, he prefers there'll be no sparks. He's not looking for sparks to break his fridge. When you open your light, this is the light, this is the spark. How the electric goes on, it's a spark. But in the fridge, it doesn't have to have a spark. Even if it has to have a spark, you're not interested in the spark. So this is for sure lo michale. So yeah, but you don't need a spark to go. It's not to light it. What? So even the spark is psikresha de lo michale. Another time, Rosh Hashanah says that even if the Chazanish said that to build a circuit is baine, that's what Rosh Hashanah said, even if to build a circuit is baine, he says, if I have a light that is off, I press the button, I'm building a circuit. So it's burning. Right? We spoke once, electric is burning. A fridge that is running the whole time, and in the system that the fridge goes on and off, Shlomo Zalman says, maybe it's already burning the oimit. When I go to electric that is off and I press the button, you could call me, I'm building a circuit in Shabbos. The fridge circuit is built. Mitamor, it works, mitamor, it doesn't work, the building is already here. He says, anyway, we don't know what is the bayne. So he says, for that system. So if someone goes and makes a system of electric, Zog Bechazanish does his boimah. He says the fridge is already a running system. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it stops, sometimes it's work. A building system, so he says, Mitzir, that's a building system. And now I'm just carrying out what is running. And the story is that after it's running, even if I cause it more to work, it doesn't make a difference. So the Mele, and it's a secretion of the Michele, and it's electric. The two of all of these Achim, Rav Shemazaman, is matir to open a running fridge. Now we're going to a fridge that is not running. A fridge that is off. Now when you open the fridge, again, you're causing hot air to come in. This causes the fridge to go on. So the chula, you chayev, nitzad mavir. Again, you could say it's no sparks. Psikresh delay michale, all these svores. Shem Zaman said, but I said all these svores based on my main svore that it's already running. And all these svores that you were saying, but see of all of this grand kid, all these svores, I said you're allowed to. Although to cause it to go on, how I could let to open a fridge? Zod Rav Shlomo Zalman, Abba Mikol Makay. It's only a Grome Be'alme. And it's a Psikresha Dere Michale. I'm saying it's not a Zipashe. The Maizah it's Michale, they call it Nai Michale. Electric's Nishta Zipashe. And it's only a Grome. Lechura we could be making. Zod Rav Shlomo Zalman, and here the Maizah is the main problem. It could be this as a reason a Bissel to be making. But Be'etzim is the main problem why you cannot open a fridge in Shabbos. So Be'etzim, if we'll say, and what is built the heter to open a fridge when it's not running? In big, al grome. If literally the Torah would not be matir a din from grome, grome would be the reise, Shemazam would never be matir to open a fridge that is off. Because the ma'aseh, I'm causing it to go out. It's a grome be'alme. Pashas grome is the rabbonon. Efshar secretion b'lei michale. Efshar electric. Efshar azei. Efshar azei. The mele he's matir. Although the big heter is, it's only a grome be'alme, it's not a ma'aseh b'yadai. Afraid of Shlomo Zalman is a machlekes, a base machlekes. Psikresha l'sheova. What is a psikresha l'sheova? A person is inside his house. So we know, a zachar is not psikresha you're allowed to do in Shabbos. You're allowed to take a bench and pull it on the floor. If you suffer, it makes a charitz. But a psikresha is also. Now, what is the din sofek psikresha l'sheova? What is sofek psikresha l'sheova? Sofek psikresha l'sheova is, you have a big chavis. And why? Now, you want to close the chavis of the wine in Shabbos. It's dark. You're not sure if flies are flying inside the chavis. Now, if you close it and the flies are inside, you chayim mitzad seder. If there's no flies, you mutter. Now, it's a suffix if flies inside. You're allowed to close the chavis in Shabbos or not? What? It's b'alocha. What's the thing? Da'ainu. If it flies inside, it's seder. So you say, look, it's a suffix. Zog the Taz, this is a suffix psikresha l'sheova. Now, when I do a zach, the moshel, I'm opening a fridge. I'm not sure what I'm doing. Suffix meloche. It's not a psikresha. I'm pulling a bench. I'm not sure if I will make a hole or not. Suffix psikresha. Here, I'm doing a zach. If the flies are inside, I'm for sure doing a meloche. So it's not like I'm doing pulling a bench, and I'm not sure if I'm making a crack or not. Here, I'm deciding if the flies inside, I'm vada doing a melocha. Vada doing a melocha. Right? So the tazok, you're allowed. But he's not sure if he will go to Dari Yacharit. No, no. The pshat is that this mice already has flies inside or not. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's closing it. When you're pulling the bed, you're not sure. I will pull it hard, or I pull it off. I'm not sure what will happen while I pull this bench. Here I know exactly, I'm closing this. I don't know what this means. Now when I eat a piece of meat, I'm not sure if it's chazer or not. I don't say it's a suffix secretion. It's a suffix chazer, not a suffix melacha. Because I know what I'm doing. I'm going to eat. L'mashal, I press a button. I'm not sure if it's connected to electric or not. So this is suffix secretion of shava. When I'm walking near it, I'm doing like this, and I'm not sure if I will press the button. So I'm not sure what my hand will do in there. When I'm pressing the button, so I'm not sure if the electric is connected to the apartment or not, that's a sub-obstigration of Shava. When I'm walking near the wall and I'm not sure if I will bang into the light or not, this is a nicer, that's Nishkin obstigration. But in Rav Kivayegi in Yeridaya, state that it's also. Kivayegi says that you come to a house of a guy, and you see something cooking on the fire, you're not allowed to move the fire under it. Because maybe he's cooking basal b'cholov, and you mevashel basal b'cholov. Frank Rav Kivayegi, oh, it's a suffix. It's not a psikresha. So Rav Kivayegi, and the tzadar is basal b'cholov, it's a psikresha. So the Biur Halacha, so you have machlokes Rav Kivayegi in the Taz. Meir, roi to b'cholish, it's to Rav Kivayegi. Meir, Zakrim Shlom Zalman, when you're opening the fridge, maybe it's off, so much that if you will open it in that second, he says that it takes maybe a little bit already, in that second that you will open it, the first warm air that will come in will cause the thermostat to work already. So that will be considered your maaser. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wanted to ask him. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Mikol Mekoyim, it's a weiter tzad, and the Taz Oximuto, and I'm not so sure how much electric is also. But maybe in the Ikar Hadin, you're allowed to open a fridge even when it's off. And that passage of Shulazal and Nilcha Shleim. So the kitchen, it's Giboit of them, Kataz, Grome, Electric, Dorosh and Miskaden, Shulazal and Azmati. Reb Nissim Karelitz. Now, the mice, most of the Vnitarian Eretz Yisrael, so many people that open or off fridge have an hut to be Samech and Reb Shlomo Zalman. Mincha Shleime, Simon Yud, and they pass on Reb Shlomo Zalman. The reason not to be Samech, a very clear, the psikration of the Nichol is a Shvacher Heter, the Mele, it's a grome, it's a meloche. Electric, maybe it's very nice. Mitzir of the Taz, Mitzir of Kiveiger, it's a gracious Shabbat, it's awesome. Reb Nissim, Karelitz. And for sure, all the other ones that ask even to open a running fridge. They hold for sure a fridge, this is what they hold B'Shem HaChazanish, that a fridge that is off, is a chash isur deraisa to open it. If it's a suffix secretion l'shaavar, maybe you will cause it to go on. Dehainu, I want to explain. They learn, even if it will not go on straight away, it's a isur derabona. They're not matir grome. They're not matir chashmal. But they say it's not only a isur derabona, it's a suffix isur deraisa. Because if you have given eager, suffix secretion l'shaavar is also. May have vowed they hold it to Suffolk Isur Dei Raisa because they hold it could go on straight away, so they learn B'Shem HaChazanish, so they made a Gzeire working or to ain't working. The Chazanish said Gzeire working or to ain't working. Yeah, this was the Maisa Degi Paschke. So I heard over Shabbos that before the Nissen Karelit Sefer came out, one of the Choshev Tamid Rachon in Yerushalayim went over to him and told him that they found out the Metzius is that no thermostat is affected direct when you open the fridge. The Metzius of a thermostat is, when it gets warm, it takes an amount of time till it changes. This is the Metzius. And if you see when you open the fridge it goes off straight away, it would go off anyway. Or if you see it going on, don't think it's because you open the door. This is the Metzius. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's a shtickle, maybe, listen these things. And he went to Reb Nissim. The man he told him, say, it's an Isur Derabbanan maybe to open a fridge. Because you don't hold from Gromes, and you don't hold from Shulazalmans. But first, if it's an Isur Derabbanan, we can follow Zachar from Shulman's Arbor of Derabbanan. And second of all, you can't make a Gzeret or Isur Derabbanan. We only make a Gzeret or Isur Deraisa. Ah, well, listen, Torah, about that, you're right. After 3 weeks, he sees the Sefer printed and says that it's Asur. So he doesn't know. This one, Yadim came over to me Shabbos, he doesn't know what to do. So Nisim told him, Avada lefid them is no mokin to machal Gzeir. After 3 weeks, the Sefer came out, and Baita stayed the Gzeir. So, Medav Vissim Geloi. Avada, for a kid, you're allowed to tell a kid to open a fridge. Even the people that are machmir, even when it's not working or working, Reb Nissim Kareli says more from that. Even if the light is inside the fridge, and he forgot to take out the light, you're allowed to tell a little kid to open the fridge if he needs the food for himself. The halacha that a cotton that does a zach for the tzerich atzmoi, you're not allowed to mechuyim mafrishim, where he's not miskaven. And while the kid is not miskaven to light, while the kid is not miskaven for the whole zachim, so the mele he says b'shat tzerich, you're allowed to tell a kid to take out the tzerich atzmoi. What? Even if this is also. The Torah is because that man is miskaven. What? You don't have to tell him. What? No. So they say not to close it because when the light is on, it's not good that you would close it. Then you're never going to take out more stuff. They hold to leave it open the whole Shabbos. The problem is the opening the first time. So I'm saying even if someone is machmir on himself when it's off, of the alamot to tell a little kid that tzarech atzmoi avada you're allowed to. Or the Zohar Zach, if someone opens and closes to say that it's a ma'isa Shabbos, the ma'isa we make it. Now I know, someone will say, I don't open the fridge when it's off and on. Say that. Now I came to someone, I know, I was come from a different Medina, and he's making to open it even when it's off. Now I came to eat by him Shabbos lunch. He brings a Pepsi, a real cold Pepsi. If out of opening and closing the fridge, if this fridge will not be working all the Shabbos, the Pepsi will be warm now. I'm allowed to enjoy this cold cup of Pepsi, or it's in the end of the Ma'aser Shabbos. No, it's a big difference. Because the drink stays the same. It's only a chatim to get to the drink. Here, the cold doesn't the gishmak. Doesn't the chefs of the Ma'aser Shabbos. This is only a chatim to. What? I'm saying, if you know that, I'm saying, if you know. Well, shy, but you enjoy it. If someone warmed for the Shabbos, you have to wait to get cold. Someone warmed up something in Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat it, you have to wait till it gets cold. So the mindset, most of the person can say that even the machmirim are not machmir on it. Yeah, yeah. The man I'm saying, most of some people are machmir on themselves and not machmir on the wives. This is what the mindset, most of the Bnei Teirah of Israel are machmir on themselves and not machmir on the house so much. But I'm saying, but someone will say, but what's with Ma'aser Shabbos? Tell us, Legabi Ma'aser Shabbos, about that person can be maker. So then, just because last week I spoke very sharp, from Ma'aser Shabbos, for sure, Rabbi Zayudu Unzer Rosh Hashiva didn't let to open a fridge even when it's running. Chazanish, Chaim Greinemann, a lot of people ask even when it's running. But the people that open, Avada and Avisen, Siddur Avos zu sein Zeynach sein. Siddur Avos zu sein. I want to finish with a kleine Hore. Gitrach. The Mace is a Amalat. I thought, from Siddur, we believe, at least, in unsere Emunah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu get a manik for Klal Yisrael, he doesn't give only a manik, a grace of Talmid Chochem. And get the money, as can sein, alle Tchunas von money. He knows how to run the place. As there is unsere Emune. Hashem didn't just give us a money, Samet al Mitchoche. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us a money, I gave the money, alle Tchunas. So if Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu to sein the money from Klal Yisrael, Hashem is Tome gave Moshe Rabbeinu all of the talents and all the milos to run the ganze matzah. Kommt Moshe Rabbeinu, the day after Matan Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu sits dort, and ganz klar Israel steht in Tor, kommt Israel dort, and Moshe, no way of Tibor, it's not a system. It's like Moshe, was regel Hashem, it's like Hashem, Israel is right, it's not a system. We have to make. Moshe Rabbeinu, er ist ein Mann, er ist nicht ein Mann. in the manik, and I made that trach in Azazach. Like Rishbo, he gave us that Moshe, Moshe Arendu. Und wenn wir waren Moshe Rabbeinu, wir waren von Moshe, das ist Gott, wie noch einmal, wir sind auf einem Manik. The first thing that he has to manik, the first day, he fails Chas Vashalom. Sagt er mir, sagt er, ja, 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 tak er gute Teile. Tak er gute Teile. Tak er gute Teile. Das ist ihr getrachter Pshat. Ihr getrachter Pshat. Well, as Avam and Moshe Rabbeinu getracht of them. Novel Tibet, Moshe also sees it's not good for anyone to stand, to wait so much time. So Nishkin Mahalach. Aber Yisrael gesagt zu ihm, Novel Tibet, Ato v'chol ha'om asher yitcho. Moshe, it's too hard for you, and it's too hard for the Klal Yisrael. The Einu also was hard for Moshe, and also was hard for the Klal Yisrael. Moshe, ich hab negiyas. Efter ich dachte, Moshe, lach was dein für Klal Yisrael. Maybe I'm a good Meister Nefesh, but the Meister is not good for Klal Yisrael. Maybe a person that has a Negiya Badovo, that for him it's hard, he can't task it's hard for andere Menschen. Erdos on Meister Nefesh, it's Negiya Badovo. I feel Meister Rabbeinu. He has to wait that someone else will come and tell him, Moshe is not good for you. And there he gets back. אז בן הבוחר. What? What? הקדוש ברוך הוא מסכים לכם. חתיך לא הקדוש ברוך הוא מסכים לכם. בסדר, הקדוש ברוך הוא מסכים. הקדוש ברוך הוא מסכים. So why is this? What? עבדה. A person has to have an assignment. Someone from the side. Tell them that it's not good. Then the trach.
Why did you have to ask Hashem after?
Nach dem Meister getroffen, sie da Sefer Satmar noch einmal genommen, ein Reiser Sefer von allen Briefen von Rebel Chonon, er kenne die Zionin, und da in der Sefer, der Meister Rebel Chonon schreibt, er brief zu one of the Gdolin, and he writes it very sharp, that because his Negias, he doesn't see, and he tells us, we bring in a Reif, I feel Moshe Rabbeinu, when er hat Negias, he will nicht passen allein, and er sagt, der Wort. Aber jenem geteilt zu mir, also es hat die Kosse zu reden, als er auf Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the Gdele Amashgichim, told me then, junge Bocher, rest er sehr auf Moshe Rabbeinu, da bist du auf Moshe Rabbeinu, wie kann ich reden, also. Er gebringt mir ein Rashi, ich vergesse, was er sie hatte, es ist ein Rashi in Parshas Dvorim. Rashi sagt, Moshe Rabbeinu geht at die Chochef הכלל ישראל. ותאמרו אלי עושים ואומר עליכם בישראל הובו לו אנושים חכומים צדיקים שורי עשורי שורי חמישים ותאנו עושי ותאמרו תאים ודובר אשר דיברת חומש עם דבורים ותאנו לא בסדר חומש חומש הובו לכם אנושים חכומים דבורים א' י"ג ונבואים וידועים לשבטיכם ועושים בראשיכם ותאנו אויסי ותאמרו תאים הדובר אשר דיברת לעזיס מוישה סגיבים את יחיכו תקלל ישראל מוישה סגיבים את יחיכו and he tells them I told you I want to make סורי חמישים סורי עשורס ותאנו אויסי ותאמרו תאים הדובר אשר דיברת לעזיס זאת רשי ותאנו איסי חלטתם את הדובור להנעסכם הולה לכם להושי רבינו מוישה ממי ראה ללמוד ממחו ומתלמידכו לא אם ממחו שנצטערתו אלא יודעתי מחשבו איסיכם מוישה קום דתיים עד כלל ישראל why you never said no When I came with Sori Chamishi and Sori Asores, you had to say no. Vatan was me. You were Mitzayel me. Chalavetem Adovo. Hoya lochem leima. Rabbeinu Moshe. Mimim meyo lilmoid. Nimcho me talmidcho. Lo nimcho shenitztar to alo. So stay the mefurish. Moshe had a time in a klal Yisrael. You had to be Meisr Nefesh to learn by me. So fakal is the emes. The time that the emes fakal, everyone has to be meisel nefesh. But Klal Yisrael were not holding in the madrege. Moshe was also too shvel to him, but he also had to be meisel nefesh. It's like you say, but the meisel, Klal Yisrael, hatzach mishmit. But fakal, but Ezem shteda in Rashi, that it's not a time on Moshe Rabbeinu. The right way was to live on Moshe. It was a tviya and Klal Yisrael that were not holding in the madrege. Moshe can't tell them to do it, fakal. Aber steht da eine gewaltige Sache in Rashi. I say this because Zach. Chalatetem adovor la'ana'aschem. Hoya lochem lehoshiv Rabbeinu Moshe. Mimino lilmoid. Mimchoi metalmidcho. Loi mimcho shenitztaharto aleo. Versteht mich. If someone would ask me why I want to learn by Moshe Rabbeinu, what I would answer? He heard it from Hashem Alei. To hear from a person that heard from Hashem Alei. Ergi out from Rabbi Shimon Alein. Ergi out from Rabbi Moshe for Hashem Alein. Moshe doesn't have a zatvia. This is not a reason to learn on Moshe Rabbein. So what if he heard it from Hashem Alein? He will say it over very nice to his Talmud, and his Talmud could say it over. So what if he heard it from Rabbi Shimon? Not a reason to learn by him. So what? If someone knows the sugya good, we can learn under it. Without the shlodan, but the Moshe's gehelt. The reason to learn by Moshe is under the Sibbe. But I was fasting 40 days. This is the reason you have to come to learn by me. A reason to come to learn by Rebbe is by Mitzta'arto Aleo. As Mitzta'arto Aleo, the Rebbe Mitzta'arto Aleo. Im Rab Chodeime Kemalach Hashem Tzbukis Kabel Teira Mipiv. Moshe is not telling, listen, ich bin der Richtige Messeiro, ich gehe auf von HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alein. Das ist nicht kein Sibbe. The Shaila is Sidon Nitztaharto and Nishtoke Nitztaharto. The Nitztaharto from those that we learn. So it's like one thing. Every man, I'm all a person thinks, you know, ich bin nicht gesehen, Rav Shach, nicht gesehen, Yanem, ich bin nicht gesehen, Yanem, ich bin so genommen. You know, who I am, I'm supposed to doch, what can come out of me? A Sidon Nitztaharto, them say, I'm going to Moshe Rabbein.